Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
We rolling? We rolling while he's scrolling. Bars. Daddy issues, man. We're back. Took a week off.
Yeah. You know,
schedules get busy sometimes. And sometimes we can't pull up the daddy issues. I was in Hawaii last week.
How was that?
It was cool. Hawaii, I went with my oldest son and Sabrina, and we had a show out there, but we went like 4 days early just to, you know.
Get your real friends, huh?
Yeah. Nice. Oh, here we go with that. Here we go. Hawaii was cool, though. It was a good time. You know, my son was excited. He had never been. So we went out there. We was riding bikes heavy all through the city. And I like those little bikes you can ride. You just pay the little thing. Snatch it off the cart and then just ride off.
It's all day thing.
I did the $20, so you get 300 minutes, and then you just take them and go. So we did that a lot, and went eight. It was fun, man. We got this Airbnb though. I meant to get like a 2-bedroom joint. Mm-hmm. It ended up being a studio.
Ooh.
So we was all piled up. It wasn't bad though. It worked, but we was like, man, what? And you look back at the thing, it says 2 beds, not 2 bedrooms. Like, come on, man, y'all got to be more clear. I was expecting a whole nother bedroom out there. People look tore. Their skin is tore up in Hawaii. Like, they are out there honey roasted.
Yeah.
They look weathered out there, man. I'm like, man. Not everybody, of course, but just like some people, you can tell they just really been out in the sun too long. They look cooked. Straight cooked. I'm like, man, a lot of open toes going on.
Understandable.
Yeah, Hawaii, man. You know what I mean? I didn't get in the ocean. I got close though. But, you know, I'm not a big beach guy anymore.
I'm not either.
I could care.
I never
less.
Have been.
I like to look at it.
You live in L.A. You don't be in the beach. No,
nah,
I don't.
The beach ain't. I could care less.
I just don't.
It'd be rocky.
Now if it's a night, like, you know, if I'm in the Bahamas or something, that water, that clear water, that light blue water, I'll be all up in there.
Yeah, I'll get in. I love the water.
I'll be all in that.
But beach.
Like California beach or Florida beach or Atlantic, Pacific, hell no, I don't care about these disgusting beaches.
Yeah.
If it's nice, though, I'm in there.
Yeah, it was like, we went, and I was just like, die. Because last time I went, like last year, it was too rocky at the bottom. So I was like, man, I didn't have my swim shoes. And this time, I was like, I forget my swim shoes. I made no effort. My son cut his toe. He took his shoe off and put it down on the rocks and cut his toe immediately. It was a bad cut, too. So then after that, he was limping around because we got these go-karts. We wouldn't hike to this waterfall. He hiked, though. I give him that. With an injured toe and some slides on, he made the muddy trek.
Well, he had to take his picture.
Huh?
He had to take his picture.
Man,
he had to take the open shirt pictures in Hawaii.
I was impressed. All in the bamboo. I was like, all right, man, you know what I'm saying? But it was a good like trip for me and him because, you know, we got to talk, bond it up. It's been a while, you know, because they be busy, you know, old, doing their thing. So we got to do all that. So it was a good time, man. Much needed. Much needed. What about you, man?
I'm tired. My schedule has been trash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people like when we book shows, like, them one-nighters, they sound good, but it just...
Oh, that's a...
It's terrible.
I did a one-nighter in Dubai.
Yeah.
That travel. And then
to
come right
to travel
back?
And you come... I flew into Kentucky Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Flew back Sunday. So I was just on a plane for 10 hours. Did a show for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, no sleep, so then you end up getting, like, your fatigue is off.
Right.
Everything. You eat like trash. Traveling just takes a toll.
What'd you eat?
Well, you know, I was in Kentucky. So every time I go
KFC?
To a city or state, hell no. But I was I was like, you know, every time I go somewhere, I'm like, whatever you're known for, that's what I want.
Yeah.
So they known for fried chicken and bourbon.
And so bourbon together?
I had so much whiskey and so much fried chicken. It was disgusting. Just so much.
But was it good?
Though? It was so good. It was so good. But it was just ridiculous.
So you was drunk and greasy lit.
Drunk, greasy, telling jokes. The show was fun, though. Hood yeah. show. Super hood. So fun, though. And then they took care of me, though. They were super nice. Business was on point, everything. And they was like, yeah, man, we just trying to put together good shows. I was like, nah, this is fun. And they was like, yeah, last year a fight broke out, but we didn't invite him back. I was like, all right. Cut to end of the show.
Fisticuffs. I was at like, the comedy show. Like, how does this start?
Apparently it was a domestic thing or something. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Oh, so it was a man and woman fighting.
At first, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
From the story I heard, it was a side chick showed up and got mad that dude was with his real girl.
Oh.
And then threw a drink in his face and he wasn't having it. And then took off, I guess.
Oh, wow.
And then the girl started fighting. But I like, come to find out, I was like, well, you know, what happened? Because I'm out of it. I had a lot of bourbon. So I was like, I'm just going to step back a little bit and try to figure out what's going on.
Mm.
And then after they was like, apparently the dude that hauled off, that's just what he do. But not men, women, dogs, but he fight.
Anybody could get it.
Anybody can get it, he fight. Because I was kind of confused, like, how come nobody jumped on this dude?
Right. Right.
Nobody. And they was just like, that's just what he known for around the city. Just anybody. It don't matter.
Get this work.
And it ain't, like, apparently it ain't one of them things, like, if a dude would have ran up, he ain't going to be able to handle the dude, too. Like, he just, that's just what happened.
He one of them cats.
It was funny, because everybody was like, nobody really got mad at him. Everybody was like telling the girl, like, you know you the side chick.
Wow.
Play your role. This what are you doing?
It's different in Kentucky. There's some wildlings out there, I see.
They was like, play, you can't show up here when he with his real girl and throw a drink in his
this
face.
This is on you.
What are you doing?
This is on you. You knew what it was.
And the way they were saying it, I was like, I mean, they got a point. But it was wild. But I was just sitting there like, and then the co-fighters, after the fisticuffs and everything, everybody just went back to normal. I was like, this is what y'all do. This is just.
The comedy show was still going on? When
no, this was after.
Oh, okay. This is after.
Show.
So you saw the fight.
I heard a hit.
Okay.
And then I saw from then on. But it was kind of like all over the place, and I was just like, trying not to be included.
Kentucky, man.
I was talking to you. You was real funny.
What city was it? Lexington?
Yeah.
Lexington, Kentucky, man.
It was super fun, though. I would go back.
Yeah. Louisville was an amazing show. I was like, man, Kentucky.
Yeah, they got good energy.
Yeah, man. They came to laugh. I was like, all right. The show in Hawaii, man, it was one of those audiences that cut off real quick. They were like, ha, ha, ha!
Yeah. Then you got to work.
So it was a lot of that. And I was like, I hate these. No residual.
There's no.
They wouldn't let the residual linger.
Then it speeds up your set.
Man, I was just like,
and then you just feel like you're trying harder.
They came out. Love was shown. They bought merch. But Sabrina, when Sabrina goes, I sell more shirts because she be at my table.
Mm.
And so I was like, man, I need to bring you more often. But she be trying to get paid, though. So I'd be like, my profit margin. So, but like that was the best shirt sale night for me on the tour this year so far was Hawaii. So I was like, man,
I didn't even bring any merch this time. I didn't know that United now. If you buy, I didn't buy my ticket.
Mm.
But if you buy the basic economy, you don't get a carry on.
Yeah.
I was like, since when did this happen?
Yep. What'd you have to do?
Well, I was only a one-nighter, so I just brought a backpack.
Oh, okay. So you was good.
I was straight, but I was just like, man, imagine if I was going.
So you had to put the backpack under your seat?
Yeah. Man. Yeah, they wouldn't even let you put the backpack up.
United is trash.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't, when I buy my own flights, I don't use United.
They trash.
My favorite is Virgin America.
I feel like they going out of business, though. Who your favorite after them? Because they about to be no more.
Well, they merged with
Alaska.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the other one? What am I talking about? Delta?
Delta. Delta's my favorite.
Yeah. I like them, too. And people like the roast, but I like Southwest.
Me, too.
I like
Southwest.
And nobody told you to buy that connecting flight that goes to the. If you want to buy a straight trip, you can.
Well, Southwest always make you connect.
Sometimes.
Most of the time.
But if you, and Southwest is always good for, like, if I got to shoot up to Portland.
Yeah.
And they, you know, want to get away. You goddamn like right I do.
Even the Portland flight, they stop in Vegas. I'm like, why are we going this way?
I go to Portland, it'd be like $60.
Yeah, you catch
it. Like, yes.
You catch a cheap ticket.
Want to get away? Yes, I do. Yeah. Southwest.
I like Southwest, man. You know, but if you don't check in time, you in that C group, middle seat McGee.
Yeah.
That's the only thing, you man. You can't get that.
They be giving out vouchers. Like, if you waiting, they just be playing games, giving out vouchers. I like Southwest.
Me too. Southwest is my second favorite. Yeah. Really, the only two that I like are United. Well, Alaska's cool.
I don't like United at all.
I don't like United. I don't like American. You know, Spirit can get the hell out of here.
Oh, yeah, Spirit can kick rocks.
But, I just ain't feeling them cats, man. But Delta's my favorite right now. They cool with it. They give you some options. They work with you. They friendly for the most part. I'm like, all right, Delta, I'll see y'all. Yeah, man. And that's who I fly with the most, trying to stack up to that. I'm trying to get to that platinum level. That's the goal, miles. Man. I'm just focused on this platinum this year, man. I'm like, I'm almost there. We'll see what happens, man. Once the luggage start flying free, you be like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I don't care. You know, I be bringing a buttload of merch.
That's another thing about Southwest. Bags fly free.
Exactly.
That's hard
Which
to
is
do.
How it used to be.
American, they'll just charge you, all right, it's $25 for the first bag, $75 for the second. They just making up prices. Like, what you going to do? That's America's
much.
Policy. What you gonna do?
Especially this gas. What is gas? $4 now?
Gas is tripping.
It's insane.
It's $4 on the cheapest one. You still over $4. Ain't nobody talking about this.
Because I think everybody just so used to getting screwed. Like when it jumped to $4, everybody was just kind of like, we've been here before.
Right.
Like we've been hurt before.
Everybody's dead inside.
Yeah, when it comes to gas, it's just like whatever.
We just like pumping it.
Every show I go to, I just be like, just spent gas. To get
I
here.
Put gas in the car yesterday at Costco. I go to Costco. Yeah, I'm going the cheapest to Costco, around. Yeah. I was just like, nah. I didn't even fill it up. I was just like, you know what? Enough. Snatched it up out of there. I'm about to be gone anyway.
These boys need to start driving me around. These boys are getting old quick.
Man.
Kendrick just started talking out of nowhere.
I'm telling you, Kendrick got a beard and a briefcase.
He started talking out. And then Keelan, my brothers was in town this weekend because for Keith's birthday. So all my brothers came, my dad came, everybody came. So I guess when it's busy, Keelan just be like, you know what, I'm grown. So we all playing dominoes, drinking, eating. And everybody was like, where's Keelan? He got up, closed the door, went to the bathroom himself. He just got up and left.
Okay.
Like he was like, I'm just tired of waiting on y'all.
He took a dump?
Huh? No, he just went to pee. He went in there and went to pee. But we didn't know he went to the bathroom by himself. So he'd been lying to me this whole time, coming to get me when he had to go. And he could
just
go.
The company.
So he just went in there and went. And then the next day, now usually I put him down for his naps. The next day we was like, where's Keelan? And we look for him. Nobody could find him. I went upstairs. He tucked in our bed, asleep. He was like, I'm raising myself. I'm sick. Y'all busy right now? I'm out.
Yeah. I feel
I'm, I'm out. I was like, I didn't even know you could do all this. So I'm
like
done.
It, man.
He's getting a job tomorrow. I'm tapping out.
Next week, he'll be like, signed up for this college right here. Here's the tuition bill.
And there's some things I need for the grocery store, if you could just get.
Speaking of that, man, Sincere, he committed to the University of San Francisco.
Yeah, congrats.
It's expensive.
Oh, yeah. I thought he got scholarship.
Boy, he got it's not going to cover everything.
He got a partial.
The tuition there is $65,000 a year.
Oh, my God.
It's $65,000 a year.
That's ridiculous.
I'm like, what is $65,000
year? You're not teaching me nothing worth $65,000.
A year, you know. It's like $45,000 a year, which is already ridiculous, but then you got to add in the housing and stuff. $65,000 a year.
That's
I'm
ridiculous.
Just like, nah. You know. And this is in-state tuition. I'm like, oh, I'm proud of you, man, but my soul died.
Yeah.
I'm like. So now, you know what I'm saying, student loans, he has to get them now. I'm like, I don't want you to have that debt. So I'm going to try to step my hustle up to be able to, you know, his scholarship is going to cover a little more than half of that, but the other half is still crucial.
Jeez Louise.
And I was like, well, you know, no car. He's like, I won't even need one anyway.
He
don't even have parking on campus. So
yeah, he can take BART everywhere, too.
Yeah. So I was and like, Uber. Man. But he ready, though. He ready for college. He out of here.
Yeah, to get out of here. I seen a picture. He put a picture of his girl up. Mm-hmm. And there was a happy birthday. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Right. He celebrated it up real big. He was like, because I asked him, I was like, yeah, what you up to? He was like, I'm trying to get some stuff for, you know, Yeji and all this and that. And I gave him some bread. And I was like, what else you got to get? And he named off some more stuff. I just gave him, like, even more bread. I was like, man, you earned it.
Yeah.
Slid him that dough.
He the low net maintenance one.
Yeah, you know, he been getting the job done. So I was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? He got into the college on his own steam, man. He was filling out the paperwork and stuff. I was like, all right, that's what's up. Then I asked him, my first question to him was when he told me I committed to the University of San Francisco. I was like, are you going to be able to handle cleaning up on your own without being told and getting your hair cut on your own steam? He's like, I don't know. You know, I'm like, because everything with him on that front has to be prompted, you know what I mean, still. So it's like, even now he need a haircut. I was with him yesterday. And I was like, man, you just wild.
He don't care.
He just don't care. But I was like,
I respect the non-care on the hair.
Man, I don't, man.
I get
you know what I'm saying?
He got a girl already. He in school. He's doing well. He's like, for what? He's like, for what? My hair doesn't define who I am.
just keep it tidy. Lord have mercy.
That was Keith growing up. He didn't give a damn.
Man. I'm like, come on, man. Take some pride in it. And then, you know, Serene is the opposite. He was, while we was in Hawaii, you know, he raps. I don't know if y'all know that, but he be rapping now. So he helped construct this beat. So he was like going over his rhymes and making up a verse as we was out there in Hawaii. They're even on the plane. So we out there. Thank God me and him got exit rows there and back. You know, I campaigned for those because we both like tall. So it's like, the exit row is crucial.
Damn.
Yeah, man. The food in Hawaii is it's whatever. The pineapples are fantastic. Everything else, it was just like, I did have some vegan pancit out there I was excited about.
Pancit.
That was the best. That was my favorite food there, but I was only able to get it like twice. Because, you know, that store we went to, we only serve it on Tuesday. And then that person was lying, and they had it Friday. Like, if I had known this, I could have stocked up. It was one of those places where you can, like, go to the hot bar and then, you know, stock up your own food. Yeah, it's $10.99 a pound, though.
Yeah.
So you got to watch out. Your little box could be, like, $20. I'm like, man, come on. I spent a lot of money, though, man. That's one thing. I was like, duh. Spent a lot of money. Between the Airbnb, the food, the travel.
Vacation, kind of.
But Kev be like, man, just live your life. Like, I want to live my life by saving money.
Man.
So I'm done on the good times for a minute. Especially with that college tuition coming up. Oh man, you can forget it. Because I was thinking about moving. There's a place opened up across the street from my apartment. And I was like, man, this would be a nice change. It had upstairs, downstairs, perfect for game
which
night.
Corner? What's
it? It's like
the apartments that are
like
on,
when you know
Main
how you
Street?
Walk up my alley to get to right across the street that way on that side. It's like
so if I turned around the alley,
if you turned around and looked at the alley,
those
across
apartments
the street,
on the right
to the left. Oh, the one on the right, they like huge.
Oh, okay.
It like on this side.
And the one on the left of the alley.
And they wanted $27.50 for the two-bedroom, two-bath. No, two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, $27.50. Yeah, I was like, nah.
$27.50? I'm so thankful for this mortgage.
Man.
These rent prices are insane.
It's ridiculous.
It's everybody who tells me they rent, probably my mortgage is cheaper than everybody's rent.
$27.50.
But I also got property taxes, and that don't be no joke.
How much those be?
How
much would you say a property tax is a month?
Oh, if you broke it down monthly, you would add on. It would make my mortgage, I think, like $2,000.
I don't know what it is now.
I'm talking. I would pay $2,000 a month if I added.
Wait, just on the tax?
No, if I added the tax to my mortgage, like monthly.
Yeah.
I think it would make it jump up to $2,000 a month.
But I don't know how much the tax is a month. $300?
I think like five.
That is
Yeah, and we pay it every 6 months.
Yeah.
We just pay it like in full.
That hurts though.
Every time. I'd be like,
$500 a month in property tax?
I think if we added
Jesus it. Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the
when it comes to bills now, I'm just it just comes out of my account and I just be like,
yeah, man.
It's just everything just costs so much.
Oh, the taxes destroyed my soul, man.
You got to get a new tax guy.
I got to get a new tax
guy. When you put
guy.
That number, I was like, he's bad.
16.
My guy used to work for the IRS.
Man.
So he's good.
He got the inside track. He's
good.
See, what they look for is.
He be like.
I used to be the top guy at the IRS. Then they laid me off. Well, man, $16,000 in taxes. That's what I owe.
That's ridiculous. You got to get a new guy.
And I'm like, I'm dead inside. I was like, so yeah, I try. I wanted to stick with him, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. I got to go. I guess, especially when I heard what other people were paying and that made more than me. Yeah. Oh, I'm out now.
That's out. Insane. That's
I have to be, man. Everybody threw up when I told them the price.
Man, I was like, are you sure? I thought it was a typo.
It was 13 federal, 2,000 something state. And I was just like, and state took no time. Taking that money out of my account.
Oh, state. But as soon as I state also gives check. Your stuff faster, too.
Yeah,
when
they
you get
do.
The return,
they
state
do,
be
yeah.
like.
They do everything quick.
Thank you. Appreciate it, state.
Man.
We didn't get nothing this year. We owed, but not a lot.
Okay.
By the time everything balanced out, I think we paid like $100.
Oh.
That was it.
I would kill to be in that seat.
But we had to do stuff differently this year to get the house and all that stuff and, you know, all that.
I hate it, man.
Being an adult sucks.
It's trash. I've been talking about that on stage lately. That's part of my set that I do on the road. It's like, man, when we was kids, it was simple, man.
Yeah.
Everything was simple. All you had to do was go to school.
That's it.
That's
it. We hated that.
Your meals were provided. Your clothes were provided. Everything was provided. The only thing that sucked is when you really wanted something, you couldn't just go out and buy it. You needed your parents to get it.
No money.
No, zero money.
Unless I used to save, Christmas though. Time. I used to save all, every little dime I got. I would save it.
I would spend
Keith would
McGee.
Spend his, I mean, and on stupid candy, you know, stuff like that. And he'd just be broke. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, I'm going to get this. He'd be like, oh. It would be something big.
Yeah.
Oh, how come you get to get this? Because I saved my money.
Because I saved my money underneath the bed.
I saved everything.
I think you was better than us. Huh? I would spend McGee, man. I didn't get good with money until my divorce.
The way I am with money now, I've been since I was tiny.
You mean cheap?
Damn right. Damn right.
You mean cheap?
The fact that Keenan was like, I get it now.
Because it's real. When you paying everything.
You pay everything, man.
Everything is real, man. That's what people got to realize. And that's what it's funny seeing my son realize that. Like, you know, like now that you're spending your own money, you're looking at the prices now.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm just big on, like, you know, pay attention to the cost of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just don't be out here wilding out. Oh, God. Anyway, moving on.
That's our lives right now, guys. We are in bad places. We start off this podcast like, so what's going on? Well, here's problem A.
It's daddy issues,
got problem
man.
B. We got issues.
We got issues.
This week. What's up, bro?
In the Ukraine, a comedian named Volodymyr Zelensky has won the country's presidential election. He plays a president on TV and has no political experience. Opponents paint him as an inexperienced and a puppet of oligarchs who own the TV network on which the show airs. Has reality TV culture gone too far? So basically, this is almost like a Trump situation.
Yeah, no way.
Sounds like. And he's a comedian. So shout out to the comedians. Not mad at that at all. You know.
I mean, aren't they all
the fact
puppets?
That he's a comedian, though, I want to know what kind of comedy he does.
I know. Is he going to roast himself?
Because if he's like a George Carlin type of comedian, I'm like, all right, that's what's up. You know, he's a thinker. He's a, you know what I mean? And
what if he's just all
he could be
out.
Like Dennis Miller. Remember Dennis Miller?
Yeah.
Yeah, he could be like that. I don't know what his comedic set, but if he up there just acting a fool night after night, humping the stool, you ever just be smashing these chicks? And now he's the president. I'm like,
Gallagher smashing watermelons.
Yeah, you know, prop comic. He was like, man. So I don't know what kind of comedy he does in Russia.
I mean, I'm dead inside when it comes to that, too. Politics.
Ain't no surprises,
like,
no more, man.
Whatever.
Anybody can win.
Yeah.
Anybody can win.
It's not new. We had Reagan. You had Schwarzenegger. This is just what it is.
And Trump, man. And nobody Trump saw that coming.
I kind of did.
Nobody. I didn't. I was like, man, he. And then here we are. You know, I don't know. I can't really speak on them. I don't even know how Russia is as a country
know.
I can't even be like, well, actually, I don't be paying attention to Russia like that.
Yeah, I'll keep it real. I don't.
Yeah. I was talking about Russia last night because I was talking about this board game called Axis and Allies I used to play. And it's kind of like, remember Risk? You ever played it? It's like that. Like, it's set in World War II, so you're the Axis or the Allies. You can either be Germany or Japan.
Didn't you say
your
brothers always made you be China or something like that?
You could be Germany or Japan. They're the Axis, or you could be the Allies, UK, US, or Russia. And so when my brothers, and this was the 80s, so when my older brothers used to play, we need one more person. They would always throw me in and give me Russia.
Yeah.
Because they were the poorest of the five. And I would get wiped out quick every night. Because I'm in between Germany and Japan, so I'm sitting there not really knowing the strategy yet. Tony, be Russia. I was like, all right. You know, I'm just buying infantry and tanks. And it just wasn't enough. He's like, all right. And then they come in from Germany, wipe me out. I'm like, man, y'all supposed to be helping me, UK. And the U.S. took all day to get over there because they were overseas. I'm like, forget it. But Russia was like, that was me. And Russia, low-key, man, they had the highest body count in World War II. They lost the most people.
Really?
Oh, millions of Russians died in that war. But I feel like people don't talk about that. They focus on the Holocaust and leave it at that.
Pretty much.
Man, the death toll in Russia, epic.
Wars are just a lot of death.
Oh,
just so much death.
I was thinking about, cause since I was in Hawaii, you know, Pearl Harbor's out there.
That's my birthday.
And is it?
Mm-hmm.
The ship is still, one of the sunken ships is still there. You can go look at it and stuff like that. And I was wondering, like, how deep is it, you know?
Yeah.
I was just like, man, Japan caught them slipping.
Man.
Just out of nowhere in the morning. We gonna get y'all. And I was trying to imagine what that looked like from the regular people that lived in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Like, what could they see from the crib?
Mushroom cloud, probably.
Well, it wasn't no atomic weapon. But, like, just all that noise and, you know, carnage that you could see from the
war is just terrible.
Like, if you went hiking and then you looking over there, like, man, what did that look like?
Like, even when what's the one, Vietnam? People be like, we won. I'd be like, did we? Did we?
We didn't win.
I'm like, did
now,
we?
Don't nobody say that. Our ass kicked.
That was ridiculous.
That was a loss. World War II was like the last war I can really like respect because it was like a villain everybody can see as a villain.
Yeah.
There was no, well, actually, if you look at this was like, this dude is killing people. He must be stopped. I feel like that was the last war of its kind on that front where it was like a clear cut.
Yeah.
This dude is tripping. Everything else is like, you know, the media be putting the spin on it.
Well, everything else is money.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, he was actually.
He was actually just
like
a.
The rest of these is, oh, you just want their oil.
Right.
You just want their, you know, resources.
Like, why are we involved in this? Those type of questions. Yeah. But World War II. And World War II is like the most interesting one to me out of all the wars. For some reason, I'm just always like fascinated by what went on.
I feel like that's the one that's the most, you know, most movies, most, that's why, like, everybody, it's the glorified war.
Yeah.
It's the one that everybody's like, World War II, though, you had the,
right.
You had Stalin, you had, you know, that was just, it had big characters, big names, like.
Yeah, man, it went down. I was like, man, imagine being alive then. They probably would have shipped us off.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to jail or Canada.
I'm doing the Muhammad Ali.
Yeah,
man.
I'll take it.
I don't believe in fighting for a country that hates us anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go fight for the country and then come back and sit in the color section? Nah, I'll pass.
And the cold part is they treat the white ones bad, too.
Mm-hmm.
They come back, they don't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what you want me to go fight for?
I was
back then, people wasn't, like, they was, war was like dope. Like you wanted, right. You 18. I can't wait to go fight for Uncle Sam in America. And like the kids, they sending them kids over there to die.
Oh, getting they murdered out better. The gate. Out the gate. I was watching this movie, The Best of Enemies, with Taraji Henson, and
her name sounds weird when you don't say the P.
Taraji P. Henson and Sam Rockwell, and it's a story set in the 60s, like, and you know, and there was like a scene in there where the dude that was leader of the Klan was like, he wanted to coerce this store owner because he had black employees, and he went over there to like kind of like threaten them low key so he could swing the vote. And then once he found out that the dude, he's like, why you got these black guys working for you? Well, that's my best friend, man. He saved my life in Vietnam. And then he was just like, oh, you served in Vietnam? And he's like, you know what? Just go on about your day. It was like he had the utmost respect for him just right then and there. So he was like, man, that was just interesting to see that dynamic then.
Director John Singleton had a stroke. How they say his recovery is?
I don't know.
Because I just see everybody like he had a stroke and get well. But he's known for Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, 8 Mile.
He didn't direct 8 Mile.
I don't think he did.
I don't know who put that in there.
I don't know. I just read that. This is happening. You just read the teleprompter.
Curtis Hanson directed 8 Mile, but he did Shaft. Straight Outta Compton.
What's your favorite Singleton movie?
Oh. I might have to go with Boys in the Hood.
That's what I was about to, I
might have to go with that. Not to say, you know, because these guys, Rosewood was outstanding.
I didn't like Poetic Justice, so.
Poetic Justice was all right.
It's a trash movie that people just
High Learning
was good.
I did like the Shaft joint. I did like Straight Outta Compton.
I love Snowfall.
Snowfall is great.
It's not a movie, but I love Snowfall.
He's a producer of the show. So,
but Boys in the Hood easily.
Boys in the Hood is still his crown jewel, in my opinion.
Yeah. Poetic Justice. I just want black people to admit that movie sucks.
I can't say it sucks, but it was
really bad.
It was simple.
It's bad acting, though. It's bad. It's just bad. And people be like, it's so good. It's like, no, it's just nostalgic.
It's watchable.
It's not good, though. It's
Chicago.
Bad. He threw that brush.
That brush was everything, man. He would be brushing his hair. Joe Torre. Poetic Justice. John Singleton had a stroke, and it was funny because I was just reading up on Tim Curry. I'm a fan of his. And I was like, man, what happened to Tim Curry, man? He was everywhere for a minute. And then he disappeared. I was like, where'd he go? He had a massive stroke. And so he was in the wheelchair and everything. And I was like, oh, man, that dude was killing it. So he kind of recovered, but he started doing like more voiceover work and stuff like that. I was like, man.
Tim Curry. Why can't I think of who that
is? He's Pennywise, the clown in the original movie. He's in Home Alone 2 as the hotel concierge.
Oh, that's what happened to him?
He had a bad one. And so he was like wheelchair, you know, half your faces. So I hope, you know, it doesn't get that bad for John. Man, them strokes be real, man.
Yeah, they do permanent damage sometimes.
Yeah, so.
Because his sounds serious.
Right. I was like,
because they said mild stroke.
Yeah, it was massive. And so I was like, damn.
What causes those?
Yeah, I was looking it up. I was looking it up. I was like, man, what causes strokes? It can be a combination of things like high blood pressure, you know, plaque on your heart can lead to it, all kind of stuff. So it really just comes down to taking care of yourself, really. Like, you know, as far as diet, exercise, water, keeping that cholesterol low, keeping your blood pressure in check, watching the sodium. All of that plays a factor. I'm like, man, because you be minding your own business and then stroke.
Left side, gone.
Man, that's scary, man. So hopefully he pulled through. Oh, he also did Baby Boy.
Another one that's there. Another cult classic that is.
Baby Boy is entertaining, though.
It's just.
How many times you seen it?
A bunch.
See?
Because on BET, every 3 seconds.
It was.
But, like, it's just, it's not, It's just one of those things. Like, we have a lot of bad movies. Yeah, and we just be watching them. But I just want people to admit they're not good. I don't care if you like it.
Yeah.
I like a lot of bad movies. Mm-hmm. But just admit it's bad. Howard the Duck is terrible. I've watched it 3 million times.
I haven't even bothered to watch
it. It's so bad.
I'm not even.
It's terrible.
It's too late.
It's you ain't missing nothing. I mean, it's bad.
I got no interest. I don't even know why they made it a movie anyway. Nobody was asking for that. All these other comic books you can make, you're going to make Howard the Duck out the game?
Oh, that was a comic book?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. Anybody want to see that?
It was terrible.
I'm like, Howard the Duck, that's what we do. George Lucas was attached.
George Lucas sometimes, man, you know. I thought whatchamacallit was going to be so good.
What?
Red Tails.
Oh.
We was all, everybody was like, y'all better support this movie.
I was going hard on social
everybody
media.
Was. We all went to see it. Everybody was like, Homer Simpson.
I faded it.
Nobody, after seeing it, nobody had a word to say.
I
like,
disappeared, man. That movie was horrible.
It was not good.
I hushed up. I deleted my Twitter after that.
I shut everything down. I was like, I apologize.
Maybe I threw my computer out the window.
It was so bad.
Man.
I was trying to defend it at first. I was like, but it was an action movie. You don't explain it. I was like, it's just
Once
bad.
I saw it, I had no, I was quiet.
It was so bad.
I wanted to delete the
tweets. Acting was bad. When what's his name died, that might have been the worst acting death I ever seen in my life. The little brother from Moesha was his name.
I don't even know his real name.
He died and I was like, I didn't believe.
It was bad,
any
man.
Of that.
Oh.
Especially after seeing Tuskegee Airmen, he was like,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this Red Tails was just
ugh, garbage. George Lucas, man. Bless your heart though. You tried.
Yeah, you
I appreciate you.
I don't even know if his heart was in. Maybe his wife made him do it.
Like, you gonna do this? All right, man. All right, chill. George Lucas.
That
man.
Was bad.
But you know what it is? If you look at Star Wars, you know, the acting ain't the best.
No, it's not.
Especially on the re-ups. The re-up acting? Anakin Skywalker?
Ugh.
No, man, dog. Oh, Anakin Skywalker. When he was a kid, and then when he was older,
the whining when he was older. Oh,
oh
my
god! Like if you don't hush, it made you look at Darth Vader different.
It did. He knows he wasn't. He wasn't dope anymore.
He was a whiny
like
bitch
like,
when
damn,
he was a
dog.
Kid, man. It just messed up the whole visual of Darth Vader.
Yeah. Maybe he wasn't the tough. Crazy guy, like, why? I ain't scared of you, bro.
Right.
Well, like, go to your room.
You be whining, man. Yeah, you got hands, but you be whining. But that scene in Rogue One where Darth Vader was coming for those plans, that was dope. That
the
was
very
like a,
end?
At the very Ooh! End of Rogue. That was the best.
Because I was the whole movie, I was like, he whack. And then he, in that hallway, I was Ooh! Like, oh.
That was scary as hell. He was coming. That right there, oh, all right, Darth Vader.
They should have made
back.
More of that.
Yes,
throughout the movies.
Because mm-hmm.
I've seen them all now. I remember I was super late and I seen them all.
Yeah, Star Wars, man.
Whatever.
Anyway, let's go to these questions, man. Victoria De La Paz. Ooh. She asked a question before. I remember the name. Tony, could you ever date a girl who hates cats?
Could you, Tony?
Nah, I couldn't. I couldn't. Like hating, like being allergic is cool, but like hating cats is just too much. It's just over the top. It's like, why are you hating them? My ex-wife, she wasn't a fan of cats, but we had one anyway. She was just like annoyed, but she was cool. And then Sabrina loves cats right now, but she's allergic. But yeah, hates cats is just too much. And I've definitely like, you know, when I was single, it'd be women out there. They'd be like, oh, I hate cats. I couldn't date you. I'm like, well, nobody asked you to. But it's just too strong. It's like, and I ask audience members that all the time, like, why do you hate cats? And it'd just be some lame-ass excuses.
I don't think reasons. Being scratched up is a lame excuse.
Well, they won't even say that. They'll just be like, they go to the bathroom in the house. I'm like, so do you.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It's so dumb.
I don't like
if you're not
scratching.
Allergic, everything else is pretty
and
much.
And I don't like the sneakiness.
I don't
like to be minding my business and you crawl across me. Get the fuck off me. Like, I don't like that.
Just quiet.
I don't like dogs either doing that. Just rubbing them, licking me for no. Get your ass out of here, man.
Cat lick I can deal with because it's like, dry. Ugh. Like you don't even feel it.
One thing I'll give cats over dogs, though, cats don't be smelling like that. Dogs
right.
stink.
They do. That one dog y'all was watching?
Poor Chris. Well, he had like gland problems.
Man.
He was just here. He was just here this week with my brother.
Was he stinky
still? No.
Okay.
Once we figured out what it was, and you give him these pills.
Okay.
It's like an anal gland thing common in pit bulls.
That's why.
And so he had that fishy, nasty smell, so you give him pills.
He was strong.
He's still out here, too.
He's beautiful, though.
He old.
Yeah?
He old.
How old is he?
He's like 8, 9. He's a pit bull. He old as hell.
Dang, I didn't know he was that old.
But, yeah, that pets in general, I'm still, mine just won't die. My two dogs just won't. They're not even mine. They're hers. But even she kind of over them, though. We just be like, y'all just here. Shedding, smelling.
God.
Peeing.
It's so mean towards them dogs.
Oh, because of stuff they did to me. Like, I had no beef until they start doing stuff. You keep crapping in my house, peeing on stuff, tearing stuff up, shedding everywhere, stinking, barking, waking the kids up. Yeah, I hate you. You're annoying. You contribute nothing. You just cost me money and mess up my house. Why would I like you?
That's another thing. Cats are quieter.
Why would I like you?
They won't be waking the kids up.
And the cats be all on the furniture.
That's fine.
Clawing on stuff. Just pets.
With the clawing, you know, get them a post.
And I'm not a fan of pets anyway. They don't need to be like, just go run around.
Be free.
Yeah.
Free as charge.
We both don't want this. Neither one of us want this, pets. Y'all want to be running around. I want you to run around. Get out of here.
Dogs have been so domesticated, they want this.
Yeah.
They want to be pets. Cats, they can go either way. Cats are still like, if you let me outside, I'll kill some birds, maybe a squirrel. I'll survive. But dogs be like, hey, I need it. I need your help. We ruined that animal as a species.
Yeah.
But that's my answer, Victoria. No, I would never date a girl that hates cats. It's just too strong.
I would, guys.
But, you know.
I would love her to death. It's Mama Renee asks, what is the topic in your relationship with your partner or spouse that you know, it's time to argue? Voices raised, petty jabs, all that. Like, what's going to set it off?
I don't know. I think me and Sabrina argue mostly about, like, really just has to do with, like, work stuff and getting stuff done. Like, you know, I just, you know, be on her about, man, get it done. Stop making excuses. That'd be our, like, main headbutt. Like,
yeah.
Stop making excuses for stuff. Stop, you know, and, you know, that starts the little squabbles here and there, just the annoyance is there. Yeah, just like stuff like that. And like, you know, because people in relationships especially, not always honest. Like, even if you call somebody out on something, they either defend themselves, even if you're right, they defend themselves so hard. And then you be like, oh, just forget it. And then they come around like, you know what, you was right. Why'd you give me all that, all
or
that stress and resistance
and
flip it on me?
Easy.
That's what I
right
hate.
Away.
I hate that.
Because our thing is cleaning up. You know me. I'm like, pick up. Why every time I come up after you, something left on the ground or something.
Right.
And let me, if your shoe is out, my shoe.
Yeah.
In 3 months, I left a shoe out and you got some every day.
Right.
Really? Shut your ass
the
up.
Throwback.
Pick this stuff up.
People just don't own this stuff.
I'd be so hot. And then it'd be like, I'm not even asking. You know, because I'm home during the day, so I wash and fold. You just got to put your stuff away.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask you to fold it or nothing. Just put it away. I've been looking at it for 3 days. I'm sick of this.
Right. I feel you, though.
I don't understand.
So those are the type of squabbles, you know, we be having. Like, basic, get stuff done, stop making excuses. Those are the issues we be having right there. Because I'd be like, ugh. If it's too much of that, I'd just be turned off. I'd be like, man. You look good, but you don't be getting it done. You know what I mean? So that's my biggest thing in terms of, like, voices raised. I try not to. I really just be trying to discuss it over text.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go in the other room and text you, I'm not feeling this. Just so everything is calm.
Yeah.
Because the text message, people don't respect text messages, but I do.
I don't.
Because I feel like the talk is easier for me. Like, because if you yell at me, I turn off. Like,
I don't
I'm
like
text,
I want you to hear my tone. Because a lot of times I'm not upset.
Right.
So I want to talk to you. So you see, I'm just talking to you. Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
scolding, yelling, I'm talking to you about this. Because in text, stuff gets misconstrued. You don't know what tone I meant.
That's why what the all caps attitude? Is for, man. I'm when you're yelling, the all caps is there. That's when I'm yelling. I give you the all caps. But people, you know, respect it. But, yeah, that's when I feel like, oh, it's time to argue. Here we go.
Yeah, well, most couples argue about the same thing all the time. Finances or... But whatever your thing is, that's the same thing you argue about all the time.
Right.
And ours is, I'm like, clean up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just clean up. She's gotten a lot better. Like, since from when I first met her to now, she's 1,000 times better. But I still be like one day I walked in the bathroom, and you know you got the towel racks on, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, why do you have an item of clothing on every rack?
Yeah.
You wearing all this today? She was like, just pick it up. Just take it out of here. Put it in the dirty clothes and hang it back up. This is ridiculous.
And normally you think, like, the woman is going to be the cleaner of the two. It's not that situation with me or you, apparently. It's just like, come on, man. Just why is this here? Just
she comes in, like, up. I can tell. I don't even have to be home. I can tell what she did when she came home. Yeah. I was like, I know where you went. You stopped here because your jacket's here. Uh-huh. Your purse is over here, so you must have went upstairs. Then you stopped in the kitchen because I see your coffee cup. I can track your whole movement. Just take everything upstairs, put it away, and come back down.
Right.
I don't get it. You got 3 pair of shoes down there. You only need one to go outside. What's the other 2 for? I was gonna get it, and then
it's always I was about to get it before you said something. I didn't want to hear your mouth, and that's another thing Sabrina be saying. I ain't want to hear your mouth. Like, what? Why?
If you did it, you wouldn't have to hear
exactly.
My mouth.
Exactly. That's what nagging is. It's when you keep doing the same problem over and over again. That's when it becomes nagging because I got to tell you over and over again, like, yo. Because I was telling Sabrina one time, I was like, yo, you never mop. You never sweep and mop. Yeah, you do the dishes. That's all you do. When you going to sweep and mop and, like, vacuum? She was like, I vacuumed before.
But it was one time in 1978 before
she tried to make it sound like she does it all the time. I was like, no, I can tell when a vacuum has happened. You see it in the carpet. You vacuum every now and then, usually after I've said something, but never just like on your. What I want is on your own steam cleaning up.
I don't think people understand how much on your own matters.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you do stuff after I said something.
Right.
If you did it on your own, it's just me. And that's with everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, like, a lot of women when it comes to, like, relationship. And they'd be like, well, we like, a lot of people complain about sex or lack thereof. Right. And they'd be like, we be doing it. And the dudes be like, after I mentioned it, though.
Right.
Why can't I just be raped? Why can't I just be minding my business, watching the game, and I get attacked?
Right.
Why do I got to be the aggressor all the time? Why do I, like, nobody wants to just tell you stuff.
Everybody wants the initiative.
Why do I have to tell you to clean up? Just do it. Mm-hmm. Why do I have to tell you to do this? If you know you ain't made a meal in a while.
Right.
Oh, you want to make? Oh, yes, that would be nice.
Now, that's one thing Sabrina does in spades. She be cooking.
She be
cooking and she'll do the dishes.
Respect it.
So, yeah. So, you know.
Cotty does the deep cleaning. I'll give her that. I'm not getting on my hands and knees
to
clean the kitchen floor, but she will.
Yeah.
She'll knock that out. But the daily vacuuming and wiping down, that's all me.
The daily maintenance.
But the deep, you know. It's a random Sunday. The kid's taking a nap.
Yeah.
Deep cleaning of the walls, and she'll do that. And I'd be like, well, this is the least you could do.
Right.
I've been keeping it. It ain't like you got to do much. I've been keeping it clean. Like, when we had company this weekend, I was just thinking about that. I was like, oh, we got to clean up. Everybody's coming. And I looked around. I was like, nope, I just got to vacuum and clean the bathroom. That's right. Because I keep everything clean.
That's
so when people
key,
coming
man.
Over, I never have to be like, excuse the mess. Let me.
Right.
It's already like that.
Yep. That daily maintenance is so key.
It's so key.
It's so key.
When I look at people with nasty rooms, I'm like, how did this happen?
Right.
If you get home, hang it up or put it in, well, how did it end up on your floor and then more on your floor and then more on your bed and then more? Well, how?
Right.
I don't get it.
And then they lay in the filth. That means you laid in the filth. Baptized in the filth.
I don't get it. I've came home exhausted uncountable times, and I still took my shoes off, put them in the closet. Hung my stuff up, put my stuff in dirty clothes, and then got in the bed.
Yep. That's not hard, man.
It's not hard.
That's what people don't realize.
And then people be like, I don't want to clean up. Well, yeah, because you didn't let it get to disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do a sink full of dishes either. But if I wash my stuff out after I use it, it's just one thing.
Wash as you go.
Hard as this,
it's
people.
So easy.
I'm just waiting for all the comments for the filthy people to defend their actions.
Well, sometimes I just ain't got time to wash the bowl out. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
If you had time to eat it, you got time to wash
and
it.
And I don't have time annoys me.
I don't have.
Because we really don't have time, and I always make time to get stuff done. I got these two kids. I'm on the road. I got an audition later. Mm-hmm. I got to go to the gym. I don't have time, and I make time.
Right.
So you have time. Don't get. I'm tired.
Everybody's
tired.
Has time. Yes.
Everybody's exhausted.
Yep.
I don't want to hear that. I don't hear none of that.
And then I get you running late. You ate real quick. You ran water in the bowl. You ran out the house. But when you get home, resolve that bowl.
Yeah.
Because then it's just going to, the letting it soak. Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, like
I
you
was
making,
letting it soak.
Like you making
for 3 days?
And cheese every day. I was letting it. The bowl of cereal that needed to soak.
Right.
You had to get the honey bunches of oats.
It,
oats
it
stuck
was the honey
to the
comb.
Spoon.
Mm-hmm.
The sugar.
Sick of it. Anyway, one more question. Michael Pettis. How do you react when a female, I don't know why he started it with, I mean.
No, you know why? Because whatever this is, he's pissed.
Yeah, how do you react when a female intentionally try to get you to hit her by constantly throwing insults, being physical, and talking crazy about your family?
So he was pissed.
Christ.
That's why he started
it's
off with
Jason
the, I mean.
Bourne. This is.
I mean, you know what? He was. You know what happened? He snapped when he asked his question.
Oh yeah.
He was like, I mean.
He was shaking when he typed this. I mean,
she keeps trying.
She wants me to hit her because she's always throwing insults, being physical, and talking crazy about your family.
Get
so it sounds like you need to get out
of
this.
Yeah, I don't.
If she's being physical, first of all, she's putting hands on you.
If I'm
reading this correctly,
yeah.
That alone,
you in jail.
That alone, you need to get out of there.
Yeah,
I can tell right now that the sex is great. Because that's
oh,
why you're
absolutely.
Sticking around.
She's a psycho.
That's why you're sticking around. She's throwing insults. She's being physical and talking crazy about your family. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
A lot of people
what
have great
doing?
Sex.
Get out of there. It's other great sex out there. You know what I'm saying? Nobody holds the patent on great sex.
No.
It's out there. It's a
get
bunch of people.
Get out of there.
You can get some great sex with respectable insults and no physical violence, and they'll give your family some love. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? So it sounds like you need to get out of there,
get
Mike.
Out of there.
Fast.
There's not even another option.
Fast, because she's going to have you locked up.
And then you're going to get sex that you don't want.
Right. You're going to get that good prison sex.
Good, you know what time it is.
Yeah, man. Get out
Bubba,
of there, Mike.
You got to get out of there, man.
She's being physical and throwing insults. Talking crazy about the family.
Your mama?
Your family going to be there. When the relationship falls, your family's still there.
Indeed.
You can't have them getting disrespected. So, yeah, think
yeah,
about
get
that,
out
man.
Of there.
Get out of there.
That was an easy one.
That was an easy question.
Yep.
Get your ass out of there. On the next episode, I want to see a question from you. Like,
so
now that I'm single
how much
again,
apartments cost?
How you,
yeah. I want to see you out of there.
Man, get out of there. Keep us updated, Mike Pettis. I want to know what you going to do.
Go ahead and get your last smash in, whatever.
And what's your Instagram? I want to see this girl. I want to see this girl. Like, this is who been putting hands on you and throwing insults, huh? But, yeah, man. All right, y'all.
Did you just go under the table?
Yeah, he slid up under me. All right, y'all. That's another episode of Daddy Issues, man. If you got questions for us, ask us in the YouTube comment section. We'll tackle them on the show. You can follow me anywhere. Tony Baker Comedy on everything. Join me. And Keon, where can they find you?
At Keon Poli on everything. Make sure y'all check out the Who Smiled First. Check out Tony's, how do you say the word?
Patreon.
Patreon. Check that out. Subscribe. Good stuff.
Your delivery, your commercial is just horrible. Make sure you call
you know,
and just support the business. 588-2300 Empire.
Yeah, this is a good product. Why do I have to sell it? You know what it is.
But thank y'all, man. And we out here.